FCC's been a big part of Grey Bruce Farmers Week. We've been a sponsor for over 15 years now. We're the premier event sponsor this year and have been for the last few years. You'll find people here from FCC every day of the week. We got some greeters at the door with some smiling faces to welcome everybody in, and then you can come see us at the booth if you have any questions or anything about anything agricultural related.
How beneficial is it to the farmer to come and see you, or for you to see the farmer on a day like this?
It's extremely beneficial for the farmer to come see us any day of the week, actually, but especially this week. Farm credit, all we do is agriculture. That's what we specifically lend to, is all agricultural lending. So,
why should people choose FCC?
Again, to go back to it, it's all we do is agriculture. All of our lenders and everybody in the office comes from an agricultural background of some sort. So we have good experience in agriculture. And we aren't going anywhere. We've been in agriculture for years now. Always have been and always will be. So,
we're with Mark Harrison from FCC. We're at Grey Bruce Farmers Week. It's a big week, 7 great days, today being Beef Day. Mark, what are the challenges that you see for a beef farmer, or for FCC connecting with a beef farmer in this day and age?
There's lots of challenges in the agricultural industry, macroeconomic, the environment. The agri-food sector is susceptible to economic fluctuations, especially in the beef industry. Lots of regulatory changes, food safety and environmental regulations can be demanding for small-scale food processors.
Along with the challenges, though, there's got to be a number of opportunities as well. And are you excited going into 2024 for the beef industry and also for the ag industry in our region?
We are extremely excited and extremely optimistic about the future of Canadian agriculture. The population continues to grow in Canada. Recently hit 40 million people, so we're growing at a rapid pace, which is good for agriculture because everybody needs to eat. So, and along with that growth is diverse diets. So lots of people eating different foods, and create some more opportunities that weren't originally there.
Last couple of questions for Mark Harrison from FCC. Mark, what's your number one piece of advice, whether we're talking to a beef farmer or a dairy farmer or somebody's sheep, goat, whatever we have this week, what's your primary advice from FCC to the farmer in Grey and Bruce?
My primary advice is to lean on your committed partners, whether that's your feed rep, your financial institution, or your vet, anybody like that. Just lean on them for experiences and education, and make sure to ask them questions, because they're there to support you, and they often have the best advice to give. So I would say lean on your committed partners.
Always go with an expert. That's what I say, Mark. Final question then is how do people get in touch with you? And I'm sure you have a lot of liaisons and connections with farmers, but for a new farmer or somebody new to the region that is into farming, how do they contact FCC?
You can always look us up at fcc.ca and find our phone number there. We have local branches in Owen Sound, Walkerton, Listowel. You can get a hold of anybody at any one of those local branches. And you can call us at our customer service center, which is 1-800-387-3232. And yeah, like I said, lots of information on our website at fcc.ca.
Mark, this has been terrific. Thank you for your support, and welcome to the 58th Annual Grey Bruce Farmers Week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.